pastor, and legislative leader who opposed legal marijuana. His opponent, Tom Tancredo, supports legal marijuana. But Tancredo goes even further. Tancredo says we should consider legalizing all drugs. Yes, drugs like heroin, PCP, and cocaine. Colorado Republicans have a clear choice for governor. Conservative Republican leader Mike Kopp or Tom Tancredo, who won't stop at just legalizing marijuana. Mike Kopp is fighting to keep drugs away from all of Colorado's children. Mike Kopp for governor. Paid for by Make Colorado Great Again and not authorized by or coordinated with any candidate. Chris Marston, registered agent.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and as on Friday always, we have Andrew Skousen with us. And Andrew, of course, is going to be reviewing his dad's World Affairs Brief. To give you the information, you're not going to get the regular channels. You must understand the media is controlled by six major corporations that largely determine what you read, hear, see, and believe. We carry a book, The New Media Monopoly, by a left-wing professor, Professor Ben Bagdekian, who spent 30 years researching the control of the media. Well, the book is excellent. Of course, Professor Ben Bagdekian doesn't understand who these people are, but he understands that the media is controlled and you should as well. And that's why you need an independent analysis. Andrew Skousen, pick up and give us your dad's analysis of the World Affairs Brief for this week.
Hi, Dr. Tan. Thank you very much. Well, the main story this week is about the new Iraqi quagmire of war and how we are falling back into it. In a flurry of attacks...
Speak up just a little bit louder. We don't seem to have the best connection. Go ahead.
All right, I'll try to speak louder. In a flurry of attacks this week in Iraq, Sunni insurgents have gained control of several cities and sent the Iraqi army fleeing back to Baghdad. Sunni-backed minorities are finally getting their revenge on the U.S.-backed puppet regime of Nouri al-Maliki, a Shiite who refused to engage in meaningful power-sharing with the Sunnis after Saddam's overthrow. All of this was fully predictable, including the impossibility of either side sharing power. Many have predicted that Iraq would eventually fracture into three ethnic areas: Shiites, Sunnis, and Kurds. These groups never should have been forced into a single political union in the first place. The U.S., after refusing several requests over the past few months by al-Maliki to use drones and U.S. aircraft to bomb insurgent staging areas, is suddenly deemed responsible by Iraq for this mess, and Obama is quickly scrambling to make the case to a reluctant Congress that they need to go back into Iraq. Of course, it will, quote-unquote, only be temporary, but don't count on anything in the Middle East ever being stable. All of the mainstream commentaries on the insurgency say that ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, is an offshoot of al-Qaeda, making it easier to sell this battle to the American public as a terrorist threat. But this is, at its core, a Sunni versus Shiite civil war that has already captured two key cities and is moving toward Baghdad. There are always Islamic extremists in every insurgency because it is those extreme views that are used to recruit young radicals. And this group is no exception, imposing Sharia law onto every community they control in both Syria and Iraq. The billions that the U.S. has poured into Iraq has been wasted on rebuilding a nation that didn't need to be destroyed, and the rebuilding process is so fraught with corruption that it alone is a huge source of envy and frustration among the factions. They all want to get a chunk of those billions for themselves. During the war and occupation, almost every faction has been bought off at one time or another by the U.S. as it shipped millions of dollars, much of it on pallets of $100 bills, into Iraq using payoffs and political preferences for awarding contracts for rebuilding. After funding for Iraq started to slow down.
In other words, we are bribing people over there. And here we say, oh, how terrible it is to bribe. And we're bribing the people over there in Iraq to go along with our policies. Go right ahead. But the ultimate in hypocrisy, we've spent trillions of dollars. We've spent trillions of dollars that are going to bankrupt America on these crazy policies, and they're not going to be successful. We never should have gone in the first place, because what we were told about what happened on September 11th, 2001 wasn't true. It was used as an excuse to take us into a totally unnecessary series of wars. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Now that the economy is in shambles there, these groups are now are struggling to gain control of every foothold that has an economic revenue, which means that the Sunnis and Kurds are working to take back the portions of the country that produce oil revenue. The Iraqi Kurds are very much opposed to the imposition of the Islamic fundamentalism of the insurgents, but they took the same opportunity in the wake of the Sunnis' military blitzkrieg to seize Kirkuk and the northern oil fields. So this is now a major uprising that isn't going away soon, nor will it be easily defeated. Here's a quote from Reuters. Quote, Iraqi Kurds took control of the northern oil city of Kirkuk on Thursday after government forces abandoned their posts in the face of a sweeping Sunni Islamist rebel push towards Baghdad that threatens Iraq's future as a unified state. The whole of Kirkuk has fallen into the hands of Peshmerga, said Jabar Yawar. No Iraqi army remains in Kirkuk now. Joel says, the almost instantaneous collapse of Iraqi forces is no surprise to the Americans who tried to train them. They predicted this privately, but were prohibited from saying so. Continuing the Reuters quote, Kurds have long dreamed of taking Kirkuk and its huge oil reserve. They regard the city just outside their autonomous region as their historical capital, and Peshmerga units were already present in an uneasy balance with government forces. The army of the Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's government in Baghdad has essentially fled in the face of the onslaught, abandoning buildings and weapons to the fighters who aim to create a strict Sunni caliphate on both sides of the Iraq-Syria frontier. The stunning advance of ISIL, effectively seizing northern Iraq's main population centers, in a matter of days, is the biggest threat to Iraq since U.S. troops withdrew in 2011. Hundreds of thousands of people have fled their homes in fear, end quote.
Hundreds of thousands.
Naturally, there has been a rise in oil prices.
I think that's so important.
$46 per barrel and climbing.
But I think it's so important. Hundreds of thousands of people have fled their homes in Iraq. And now, of course, Obama wants to take us back and have our American troops go back in there. And, ladies and gentlemen, write your congressman, call your congressman. I said they demand that we do not go back into that area. Let them settle this thing once and for all themselves. We cannot solve it, and it's only going to drag us in, and it's going to eventually end up financially bankrupting America. We've already wasted trillions of dollars, and we're on the verge of a monetary collapse. And now Obama wants to involve us in another war? Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Stan. If anything, they just need to stop supporting the Syrian uprising, which is beating most of the armed
fighters. The American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, We have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Best Impressions Window Cleaning says if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless, yet so many do each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. This message from Best Impressions Window Cleaning, where service is more than a word. It's a fact, backed by right know-how and experience proven by customers who wouldn't trust their work to anyone but Best Impressions Window Cleaning in Broomfield. Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special event for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, from the Middle East, is certainly a seething cauldron. We never should have gone in. Remember, all you need to know to understand what this is about, go onto the computer and watch Building 7 come down. You realize Building 7 was a controlled demolition, and as a result of that, why, of course, we went into war in Afghanistan on basis of a lie, and of course, hundreds of thousands of people have been killed. We've wasted trillions of dollars. Now they want to take us back in again. What are you going to do, ladies and gentlemen? Are you going to call? Are you going to telegraph and email and fax the congressman and say, do not go in there, because we can stop it if you really have the courage just to take a stand? Andrew Skousen, go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, all of this has caused a rise in oil prices, about $4 to $6 per barrel and climbing, which always happens during instability in the Middle East. That said, Iraq's main oil export facilities are in the largely Shiite areas in the south and were, quote, very, very safe, unquote, according to Oil Minister Abdul Karim Luaibi. But somehow that assurance rings a bit hollow. The New York Times had the story about Iraq's prior request for help that went unheeded, quote, as the threat from Sunni militants in western Iraq escalated last month, Prime Minister Nouri Kamal al-Maliki secretly asked the Obama administration to consider carrying out airstrikes against extremist staging areas, according to Iraqi and American officials. Iraqi officials at the highest level said they had requested manned and unmanned U.S. airstrikes this year against ISIS camps in the Jazeera Desert, said Kenneth M. Pollack, a former CIA analyst and National Security Council official. But Iraq's appeals for a military response have so far been rebuffed by the White House, which has been reluctant to open a new chapter in a conflict that President Obama has insisted was over when the United States withdrew the last of its forces from Iraq in 2011. End quote. But the U.S. is also responsible, directly or indirectly, for arming insurgents in this region. The Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, ISIS, controls the territory on both sides of the Iraqi-Syrian border. Syria is the destination for tons of black market arms and munitions, driven by the U.S.-led effort to oust Assad. And a lot of those weapons have gone to these radical jihadists and others. The U.S. mostly uses surrogates like Saudi Arabia and Qatar to do the actual arms smuggling, but they are also directly involved through lesser-known black markets for arms. That's what the Benghazi debacle was all about that blew up in our face. We were running arms out of our embassy annex in Benghazi, and they weren't going to the good guys either. Remember, too, that the U.S. was caught shipping thousands of AK-47s from the black market into Iraq during the Iraq War. And those Eastern Bloc assault rifles certainly weren't going to U.S. soldiers, nor the training of Iraqis who already had plenty of rifles. Typical of the way the U.S. does military foreign aid to support the military-industrial complex, it provided a $14 billion foreign military aid package to Iraq that includes F-16 fighter jets, Apache attack helicopters, and M-16 rifles. It also sent in hundreds of Hellfire missiles, as well as Scan Eagle reconnaissance drones. So what good are these weapons against an insurgency where there are no forces massed in one spot anymore, sufficient to target with airstrikes? You can't win a war strictly by air power when your troops on the ground run from a fight at the first sign of opposition. Besides, Iraqis are a long way from being trained on these sophisticated weapon systems, and they may never be at this rate. The globalists and neocons are in a real bind with this reversal in Iraq. The U.S. could have used air power to interdict rebel bases before this attack started, but now that the insurgents are inside the cities, you can't root them out with bombs alone without killing a lot of civilians. That leaves sending troops back in, and there simply isn't any more political or fiscal capital left in America to spend on occupations, especially in Iraq. The public is very tired of the never-ending war on terror that the U.S. never intends to win. The only thing that may save al-Maliki's bacon is that Iran is getting ready to enter the war in order to protect Shiite control of the country. How ironic is it that the Iran regime that the U.S. and Israel are both determined to destroy is now bailing out a U.S. problem child? Well, that's all that we have on that story. Moving on to Virginia voters oust Cantor. GOP readies another rhino for the House post. The political world was in deep shock midweek as Libertarian Tea Party candidate David Brat ousted the GOP's second most powerful leader in the House. Not more than a couple of weeks after the media was crowing about the quote-unquote death of the Tea Party, as almost every Tea Party challenger had been defeated by mainstream Republicans in recent primaries, but not this week in Virginia. Admittedly, it was not a broad sweep for the Tea Party this week, since one of the most prominent of Rhino Republican senators, Rhino, of course, meaning Republican in name only, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina coasted to an easy primary victory over his Tea Party challengers. Too bad, since Graham is one of the biggest of the compromised Republicans, a rabid neocon who does a lot of damage to the cause, masquerading as a conservative. All of the commentaries emerging as to why Cantor lost, I think John Cassidy, who we should note is a liberal, of The New Yorker, put it best. Quote, "It would be presumptuous at this stage to say anything definitive about its causes or its consequences, but here are a few things that can't easily be contested. In the 2012 GOP primary, Cantor, who has aggressively courted Tea Party voters, tacitly promoting himself as a conservative alternative to Speaker John Boehner, defeated his opponent Floyd Boehner by 79% to 20%. Evidently, Brat, who teaches at Randolph McCone College in Ashland, Virginia, wasn't the sort to be put off," Joel inserts, "even by the kinds of lies Cantor told to get reelected," end quote. Congressman Cantor's profile has been erratic, even by Washington standards, flitting from eager establishmentarian coat holder to self-glorified young gun and back again. His loyalties, both upward and downward, have shifted in his eager embrace of the ruling class. Washington's only genuine article of faith: maintaining control regardless of how that control affects the life of folks back home, Joel says, a mission objective drilled into him by Boehner and the GOP leaders behind the scenes. Continuing the quote, Brat fastened onto what was perceived by elements of the GOP's grassroots to be Cantor's willingness to compromise on immigration reform and offer some form of amnesty to immigrants who had entered the country illegally. Joel inserts, in Washington, the House Speaker John Boehner is portrayed as a barrier to such a reform, but he isn't, and has already signaled his willingness to offer a Republican form of amnesty. This shot across the mainstream bow may change all that. Continuing the quote, this issue galvanized Brat's campaign and brought him to the attention of conservative media figures such as Laura Ingraham and Mark Levin, who both expressed support for him. Brat kept hacking away on the immigration issue, saying, quote, a vote for Eric Cantor is a vote for open borders. A vote for Eric Cantor is a vote for amnesty, end quote. Until the very end, though, Cantor appeared likely to hold on. According to Nate Silver, Cantor's internal polling showed him ahead by more than 20 points. A poll carried out on June 2nd by the Daily Caller did indicate that the race was narrowing somewhat, but even that poll showed Brat trailing Cantor by 12 points. 40% to 52%. When the polling data started to arrive on Tuesday evening, however, it quickly became clear that the GOP leader was in big, big trouble, end quote.
And let me just reiterate, basically the polls showed that Canada was ahead of time 20 points, and it was all a lie. But so many of the polls are a lie to influence the thought of the people. But go right ahead.
That's right, Dr. Stan. So this polling issue is very important because even though pollsters fudge their results often in order to predispose voters to favor whomever the establishment wants to win, they rarely allow themselves to fudge the results more than 10%, lest it bring manipulated polling into disrepute, as it should be. But when all the votes had been counted, Bratt had received 55% and Cantor had just 44%. That's a swing of almost 23 points away from the poll just before the vote, which is unheard of. Hill says, my first impression was electronic voter manipulation, since about two-thirds of this district's voting machines don't have traceable paper trails. But I couldn't find a reason for the powers that be to want to skew the results against Cantor, who is definitely one of their own. He says, I think Cassidy comes up with the correct answer. Quote, Cantor massively outspent his opponent and still lost. Low turnout undoubtedly played a role. In a district that contains more than 750,000 people, about 65,000 voted in the primary. Conceivably, some of Cantor's voters stayed at home. Joel says, more likely a lot of voters stayed home. Continues the quote, thinking he was safe, Bratt supporters, teed up by sites like the Daily Caller and Breitbart.com, turned out in force. End quote. I should note here that in fact, the voter turnout this year was considerably higher than it was last year, even though it was much less than the quantity of people that are out there. The turnout was 65,000. Last year was around 50,000, which of course was one of the reasons that the pollster named is why his poll was so off, that there was a lot more people that came out to vote. But that just shows that he, you know, even if he tries to explain that point, that doesn't help him out much, because he should have been polling the right people. Anyway, Joel says, yes, I think the establishment just went into this fat, dumb, and happy and got blindsided. That's one of the troubles with telephone polling of people on computer lists. They give predictable opinions, but that doesn't mean they are going to vote, especially in a primary. Had the establishment felt seriously challenged, as they did in Utah when the caucus system ousted Senator Robert Bennett, they would have pulled out all the stops to propagandize mainstream Republicans to get out and vote, to, quote, keep those radical Tea Party conservatives from dominating the party, end quote. And that's precisely what they did in Utah this last year to keep Senator Orrin Hatch, the best rhino conservative friend Senator Ted Kennedy ever had, from being ousted in his primary. And it worked. They flooded the caucus meetings with regular, uninformed Republicans who would predictably vote for the big-name incumbent. In that case, Hatch. The Washington Post noted this, quote, a look back at Cantor's defeat shows that it was a real rejection by a broad swath of this district's Republican voters, and there were warning signs that it was coming. The heckling of Cantor in that convention speech and defeats of his acolytes in low-level party elections this year, but Cantor missed those signs for far too long, focusing on his ambitions in the House while his base crumbled beneath him. Of Cantor, Jamie Radke, co-founder of the Virginia Tea Party Federation, said, quote, he made an enemy of his friend, end quote. When Virginia's districts were redrawn in 2010, the state's legislature altered Cantor's district and removed some heavily Democratic precincts in the Richmond area. They swapped in heavily Republican New Kent County, east of the state capital. But that was a miscalculation. Cantor had misjudged where his real threat would come from. A threat to Cantor was already growing within his own party, in which some Tea Party members had begun to conclude that he was not conservative enough for them. In 2010, Cantor seemed to affirm that impression, skipping the state's first Tea Party convention, where attendees cheered lustily for his opponent, end quote. In short, the more Republicans who showed up, the worse off it was. The GOP leadership has lost no time picking a controlled replacement for the House Majority Leader post. Strangely, each of his several potential replacements voluntarily bowed out one after the other, showing that somebody upstairs had already determined how this was supposed to turn out. First, it was Jeb Hensarling, a Republican from Texas, who was on the House Financial Services Committee. He seemed strangely reluctant to respond to the call, as if he had been warned off by higher-ups. Then House Rules Committee Chairman Pete Sessions from Texas dropped out without a fight. All of a sudden, the anointed one surfaced all over the media. California Representative Kevin McCarthy, who predictably supports amnesty. As one commentator warned, barely able to control his disgust for conservatives, quote, "The GOP may regret picking McCarthy, considering what just happened to Cantor. The difference is that McCarthy is always in danger of losing his congressional seat, but unlike Cantor, it won't be to a Tea Party nut. California's Central Valley, the last bastion for Republicans, increasingly votes Democratic."
We'll be back in a moment with Andrew Skelton here at the American Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Best Impressions Window Cleaning says if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. This message from Best Impressions Window Cleaning, where service is more than a word. It's a fact, backed by right know-how and experience proven by customers who wouldn't trust their work to anyone but Best Impressions Window Cleaning in Broomfield.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Andrew Skelton. And before we go on, Andrew, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your dad, subscribe to the World Affairs Brief, so they can be on the cutting edge of what's really going on, and then how they can get your dad's book on strategic relocation, certainly building a safe house, but building a safe room. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. If people get onto our website, worldaffairsbrief.com, they can find an easy way to sign up for the brief. It only costs it costs less than $1 per brief, and those will come directly to your email inbox each week. They can also gain access to all of the past archives on our World Affairs Brief website. There's a link on that website to joelskousen.com, which has a listing of all of Joel's books. The big-selling book there is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. This highlights all of the safer areas in the U.S. and helps people plan out a way to get there, to get to their retreat during hard times. Once they have figured out a plan for a retreat option, they should probably look at one of the other two books we have, The Secure Home, a 700-page book that highlights everything that Joel has developed in his past years of designing secure homes, about how to make them more energy efficient, self-sufficient, and secure during hard times. How to implement a shelter and make it viable and conceal things. If people just want to do a small do-it-yourself project, they can get The High Security Shelter, a smaller book that illustrates step-by-step with details and pictures how to build a secure room into preferably a basement area. And all of these books are available on joelskousen.com, but you can order them by phone by calling Radio Liberty. Right, Dr. Sam?
At 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We are moving towards a crisis, probably a major currency crisis here in the not-too-distant future. After all, you can't keep spending several trillion dollars a year you don't have. They'll admit to a $1 trillion, but if you look at this thing from the actuarial point of view, we're actually spending about $4 trillion every year we don't have. They're afraid to raise the taxes. They want to destroy our economy. We have a subversive element in Washington, D.C., and if you're not certainly making preparations for yourself and your family, when this thing comes down, most people are going to be all impoverished and lose everything they've worked their whole life to set aside for security in their retirement. So right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yeah, it's true. Things are definitely looking like they're going to get bad. So we are talking about the GOP's pick for the House Majority Leader now that Cantor has lost in a primary election in Virginia. And it seems like the GOP pick is going to be California Republican Kevin McCarthy, who is in trouble in his home state as well. He is in a largely Latino illegal immigrant area of the Central Valley in California. And so it seems like this posting might be an effort by the GOP to boost his support there. But his support for amnesty will be his undoing, not his salvation, Joel says. As with most Republicans that try to play to the liberal Latino side, it almost never works, and they continue to vote for Democrats because Republicans can never promise the same level of benefits that Democrats do. But this lesson has still not been learned by some people in the Republican Party. Even another Tea Party favorite, Rand Paul, is playing with compromise on the amnesty issue. This is from the Washington Times. Quote, Rand Paul throws weight behind immigration reform efforts. Senator Rand Paul on Wednesday waded deeper into an issue that has proved perilous to some of his GOP colleagues, throwing his political weight behind an establishment lobby effort to get Congress to reform the country's immigration system this year. Mr. Paul, a libertarian-leaning Republican from Kentucky and possibly a 2016 presidential hopeful, participated in a telephone conference call to conservative and business leaders in favor of immigration reform in an effort brokered by anti-tax activist Grover Norquist, the Washington Times has learned. The business group, the Partnership for a New American Economy, immediately blasted an email Wednesday evening to supporters crowing that Mr. Paul had formally joined its pro-reform effort. The timing of the call only heightened the potential stakes for Mr. Paul, because one day after House Majority Leader Eric Cantor was shockingly ousted from office in the Virginia Republican primary in favor of a little-known college professor, Joel adds, for supporting amnesty. End quote. As Chuck Baldwin said yesterday, the more than 90,000 children who crossed the Mexican border into the U.S. and were apprehended this year, and the more than 140,000 expected next year, could and should turn the immigration issue into a GOP weapon against Democrats. Instead of sending them back home...
The GOP is going right along with the Democrats. People don't understand that the leadership of both political parties is controlled by the same people. And the average American really doesn't have an opportunity. Yes, there are good Republicans out there, but the leadership of the Republican Party has been taken over. Go right ahead.
That's right. And as Tech Baldwin notes, instead of sending the illegals back home to their parents, Attorney General Eric Holder made it a priority to hire taxpayer-funded lawyers for them. Why don't we hear Cantor, Ryan, and other GOP leaders shout that Democrats are exploiting children to further their political agenda? End quote. But even this, Joel says, pales against the outrageous dumping by the federal government of more than 1,000 illegal alien children this weekend in Arizona. The feds are clearly looking to punish Arizona for halfway standing up to illegal immigration. Jim Corey of NewsWithViews.com has the story. Quote, Governor Jan Brewer accused the federal officials of quote-unquote dumping more than 1,000 illegal alien children this weekend in Arizona, instead of having them turned around and sent back home. Local news outlets had begun reporting this arguably unlawful practice last week, with hundreds of illegal aliens, some of them felons since they re-entered the U.S. deportation, transported by planes and buses originating in Texas and offloaded at locations in Arizona. Upon discovering the secret program of alien dumping, Governor Brewer sent a letter to President Barack Obama blasting the program and asking questions about its legality. And according to the governor, the feds have no intention of stopping this practice. The majority of the illegal immigrants in question came from Central American countries and poured into Texas via the Rio Grande Valley, some claim, because they hope to be able to benefit from proposed changes to immigration laws in the United States, end quote. Joel says, yes, that says it all. Trains from southern Mexico are heading north with almost all the train roofs covered with future illegals, hitching a ride north to take advantage of what everyone knows is coming amnesty. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, policies of catch and release and refusal to deport are being done on purpose to make sure as many illegals as possible gain entrance before the amnesty window closes. And it never really
will. We'll be back in just a moment with Andrew Skousen here at the American Institute of Medicine.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Squarer Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Squarer Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan is our guest this morning. Of course, Andrew Skousen. Understand what amnesty is all about. It's all about globalism. It's about trying to unite with the of Mexico, United States, and Canada into the United States of North America. It's all about doing away with sovereignty. It's all about the subversive element, the globalists, who want to have a United States of Europe, United States of North America, United States of Africa and Asia, and then eventually unite them all into United States of the world, one world government, one world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity. That's the master plan. When you know it, it all makes sense. That and the fact that they control the media, they control both political parties, and behind them are powerful and sinister spiritual forces energized by evil. And when you understand that, everything fits together. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Since this is the last segment, I just wanted to comment quickly on a political ad that I'm sure was paid for this network, not by the network, but was paid on about that was against Tom Tancredo. Going back into the archives of the brief, I just, looked for the name of Tom Tancredo, and it said back in 2013, in Colorado's race for governor, a third-party candidate is way ahead of the official Republican James Ansley III. The colorful race for governor of Colorado has become a contest, with former congressman between a liberal Democrat and former Congressman Tom Tancredo. Tancredo served 5 times as a Republican in the U.S. House of Representatives, and Joel says it's probably the primary reason why he is so far ahead in the race. He is viewed as a Republican, and they dislike the Republican nominee. But we just, want to throw out some support for Tom Tancredo. He has the right idea about illegal drugs and legalizing marijuana. I know that's an issue that might scare away conservative voters from him, but the way the country is being run with the war on drugs is creating more problems than it is helping. And Tom Tancredo has, I think, the right ideas about those. I just want to throw that out since I heard that. I heard that advertisement against Tancredo. He's a pretty good.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, trains from southern Mexico are heading north almost all the time, covered with illegal aliens trying to make it into our country before the amnesty laws pass. In reality, there is no urgency to deport, only to delay and let them slip away and get more entrenched into society. The rabbi R.A. Sparrow echoes what I have written many times, Joel says, about the ulterior motives in allowing nearly unlimited illegal immigration, the dilution of America's conservative political makeup. He says, quote, in effect, an invasion is happening to America, and the weapons are not bullets, but the ballot box. Democrat leaders are orchestrating an influx of illegals to use the ballot box to install socialism and permanently maintain the power of the Democrat Party. Their eligibility to vote is often suspect, but legitimate challenges are shot down by invoking the tried and true accusation of racism. Joel inserts, the courts themselves go out of their way to rule against any attempt at making voters prove their eligibility or even their citizenship. This is a blatant attempt to degrade the spirit and letter of voting law. Continuing the quote, the boast by Mr. Obama that he would transform America is happening through a willful demographic invasion designed to nullify the votes of hardworking, patriotic Americans in their own land. People want to know, who is orchestrating and masterminding the illegal influx of tens of thousands of children unaccompanied by parents across the border into America? Joel answers, it's not Obama, and it goes higher than even the Democrat or Republican leaders. Continuing the quote, Mr. Cantor lost not because people decided to throw the bums out. He lost because he, in this particular primary race, became the national symbol of a Republican Party unwilling to represent our people and our need to stop a corrupt and dictatorial president and his party, end quote. Joel says, the only bright spot on the immigration battle this week was the persistent defeat of multiple attempts by the GOP leaders in Texas to push through an amnesty plank in the GOP platform of the Republican State Convention. One of my Texas subscribers wrote, quote, the Texas Republican Party leadership was desperately trying to make amnesty part of the new Texas GOP platform, chaired by Steve Munisteri. The platform team tried four times to pass amnesty for illegals onto the state party platform, and four times the Texas Patriot delegate stopped amnesty dead in its tracks. Joel says, but I can tell you this issue is one where the globalists won't take no for an answer. After this week, liberal Republicans should fear whether they will be next. More Eric Cantors would be thrown out of office if conservatives weren't so trusting and eager to believe Republican leaders who tell them what they want to hear, or give them another chance to reform when they say they are sorry. They never do change, and never will, because they are marching to a different drummer, the unseen hand of higher control that dominates both parties' leadership. All right, that's that story, Dr. Stan. Quick summary of the rest of the brief. Ukraine, the siege warfare in the east is Putin's opening. There are several tactics taken by the Kiev government that are undermining the pro-Western position there. All of the efforts by Ukraine's military against the insurgents in the east seem to be designed to make people mad over there. They continue to inflict harm upon civilians using shelling techniques against the cities, in particular against Slavyansk, as this is backed up by a source of Joel's in eastern Ukraine, who says the city of Slavyansk has been completely surrounded. A real war is raging there, and the military tactics used by Kiev is more than quote-unquote disturbing. A genocide is underway, and they have no clue what they are bombing. Earlier on Friday, Vladislav Selesnev, the speaker for the Kiev military operation in the east, said the armed forces are deploying more tanks to strengthen the checkpoints near Slavyansk and roadblocks around Kramatorsk. Checkpoints, which are often subjected to shelling and attacks by terrorists attempting to escape from the tight encirclement, are being reinforced with armored vehicles.
We're out of time, Andrew. God bless. We'll talk to you next week at the same time. Thanks very much for being with us.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products.
Ask Me Vita about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Well, Dr. Chad, we are certainly on the verge of terrible, terrible things. There's a war raging in the Ukraine, and you're not seeing it on television every night. There's a war raging in Syria, where we are financing the Islamic terrorists who are killing the Christians, and they've got 165,000 civilians have been killed with your tax money. How do you think God feels about that? There's a war raging instantly in Iraq today, and Iran is about to enter that war. We live in very uncertain times. Are you prepared for them? Are you prepared for a major world war? Are you prepared for a nuclear war? Do you think that God is going to simply sit back and allow these things to happen? America is a post-Christian nation. America has turned against God, and if you don't think that God brings punishment on nations that turn against him, you haven't studied history. Our job is to try to get people to begin preparing, to understand what this is about, to prepare, and to actually pray for revival. And then every day, I want every one of you to call at least five different people or to talk to five different people about what's going on. Explain to them that the media is controlled. Explain to them that there is a small group that controls both political parties and makes mockery out of our electoral process. And you can verify this with the book, The New Media Monopoly, and my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then ask these people to get involved with getting the information out. We can do it if you will start this talk to five people every day and then recommend those books. And then, of course, bring out the fact that basically God does bring his judgment on nations. So pray for revival, because if America doesn't turn back to God, God is going to bring his vengeance on this nation. Well, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty and maintain our network of stations 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, out across America, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You would need to get the books, the CD set that we have, whether it be us and you. Did Hitler escape? Yes, Hitler did escape to South America. Did we help the Germans both before, during, and after World War II? Yes. The 4-CD set entitled The War Against the Jews. We have so much material. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Help us get out the information if you're in a position to help us financially. We certainly could use your help, and if you're not in a position to help us financially, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we are on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, a battle which most people don't even recognize is going on, but they will if you will help us get the information out. Remember, your job is to talk to five people every day and to try to get them to understand what's going on. And if they ignore you, that's all right. You've done your part. If you do it every day, some of the people are going to listen. Get them to start listening to alternative radio, specifically Radio Liberty, the Power Hour Joy